But right now, joining us on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the big win over the Giants is the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
That's what I'm talking about, bitches.
Hey, hey, easy.
Now, that's my Dallas Cowboys. You like that win?
It was pretty good.
Much
pretty
better.
Good.
I hope the both of you did very much. It was a great night. Not only did we win that game, but as far as I know, there were no mentions of Gene's overpriced junk artwork at the stadium.
No, I didn't see one.
That's a Jerry Jones night for you. That's a good night for me.
Focus on you.
Yes, I'm trying to get her to quit spending all that money.
Well, hey, your offense looked a little better last night.
Hey, I tell you what was better than in our offense, watching Eli take a beating. You remember how he ruined our opening for that stadium, don't
you? Oh, yeah.
Well, last night I instructed Dak to go sign the inside of the Giants team bus.
Oh, a little payback.
Yeah, a little payback. He signed that bus. And I realized it was a rental and I had to pay to get it scrubbed off.
Well, you can afford it.
You know what? I want to give a message to Eli Manning right now.
Okay.
You're not near as good as Cooper, who would have been the best of you if he wasn't decapitated in high school and had to go sell insurance.
He wasn't decapitated. He had a degenerative neck condition and played receiver.
That concludes my comments to Eli.
Okay. A little trash talking.
Hey, good to see the offense change it up a little bit this week, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was better.
Lenahan getting a little better. Mm-hmm. Last week, he was about as creative as one of Jerry Jr.'s finger paintings. But this week, he made me proud. He played to the strengths of smooth chocolate, you see.
That's right.
Yeah.
Old smooth chocolate looked like himself again, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Looked great.
And I would say that Dak proved that I made the right call on showing Tony Romo the exit door. But then I'd have to say, Tony who? Who that Tony Romo? I don't know who he is. I did about the previously employed Dallas Cowboy quarterback, Tony Romo.
Right.
You're kind of getting your swerve on this morning, aren't you?
See what I did? I got my swerve on. That's right. Dak was Prescott-rific. That's what I said he was.
Okay. It's a bit of a stretch, but okay.
I made up that word, George. You like that?
I guess.
I'd love to get that offensive line back to full strength, though.
Yeah.
I hope that Travis Frederick gets over that Gilligan-Jabari syndrome. Whatever
that is. That's close enough.
And we had a Rico Gathers sighting last night. Did you realize?
Yeah, he should have had a touchdown.
First time I can remember him being mentioned during a broadcast when the word misdemeanor wasn't used with it.
All right.
You might be right about that.
Had some problems. And we're looking forward to next week. We're going to get another W. Going to get another W. Going to go up there to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can keep Zeke out of them reefer shacks up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a problem last time.
He loves that stuff all the time. He loves smoking that stuff and doing that stuff.
Rico, too. You better watch Rico.
Tell him about the funny thing I did when we won.
Oh, gosh.
All right, that's Jerry Jr. in the background there.
What'd he say?
Tell him I was the one in the costume that got danced on the sidelines.
All right, he wants me to tell you who wore the rowdy costume last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, that's what he was wearing, a rowdy costume.
Tell him the funny thing I did.
All right.
What was the funny thing you did?
He wants me to tell you how he filled up his pamper and I had to change him right there on the star at the 50.
Oh.
We missed that.
Yeah, I don't know why he wants me to tell you that, but he did.
Stop saying things like that.
I got to go. I'm at the front of the carpool line here at his school, and there's a lady in a PT Cruiser honking at me from my
All right, we'll see you.
How is that a funny thing that he did?
I don't know.